Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cooking Joe with Jay Caulfield this hour has decided to join us at the casino. Hell of a decision, Jay. This place is hopping, isn't it?
It's a good decision, yeah. It's a great atmosphere. I think just that sports book, what that means, that's big for states and like here are the rivers. Having your own sports book, it's a great thing.
It's fun here
today.
Well,
for the people, it's a great thing for the people that, you know, want to partake and see and have an option to do it. It's good.
Speaking of that, there's a March Mania watch party right above us here at the casino, second floor. And, Jay, I'm in a good mood today. I can be a little dark.
And this is a rare
that's
occasion
what I'm saying.
That he's
that's
in a good mood, because normally I got to deal with crap every day.
And that leads to my question for you. I'm unusually sort of optimistic and happy today.
Okay.
And that got me to thinking, Badger Bob would have turned 89 this month. I think March 4th was his birthday.
Yeah.
What was it like to come to work every day and play for a guy like that?
I think to a man. I mean, I think if you were he had an individual relationship with each guy, you know what I mean? And he handled guys, you know, he felt whatever to get the most out of a player. I think it was always a bright day from his standpoint. I know a lot of guys have, you know, just my personal feeling. He worked with me every day. Because when you come in, when you're a player on a team and a new coach comes in, now you're all over again, you know, in approve mode and wonder what they're going to do. So with Bob Johnson, for me, every day, spend extra time and always talked about different concepts and then would stay out on the ice and then wanted me to do certain work. So he was always working with me. So I always liked him, and when you get your opportunity to play for him, he's a guy that you wanted to make sure you did. On top of looking at your teammates across, just looking at each other every day in the locker room, he was a coach that the Penguins needed. It came at the perfect time through Craig Patrick, and everybody wanted to perform and give their best for him. He kept it simple. I still remember one of our first practices in training camp. We were doing just the simplest drills, where I guarantee you, Mario, Paul Coffey, guys like that were like, what are we doing here? So, you know, but he just had a way of working with guys on everything, and it got everybody had a belief and a system, and it was outstanding. But for me, he was wonderful right up until the day, like even he invited me, had me go to the USA camp when it was here in Pittsburgh for the World Cup. They trained here, and they needed an extra player, and he made sure he had me out there skating with them. Like, no, I mean, he just did stuff that was unique, different. And it's such a shame how somebody who got to the top and didn't live that much longer to really enjoy what that was all about. But for the city of Pittsburgh and every player involved with him, we all have our own stories about him. Mine was just that. He was somebody that spent time with me, wanted me to work, and wanted me to improve. And it was a shame. A shame for me personally as a career, and a shame just for all of us that you don't have a chance to be coached by somebody who was that likable. Who, when you got blown out 8-0 in Calgary, we all thought we were going to get a bag skate. And he kind of just fluffed it off and said, let's get to work and forget about last night and move on. And the team just responded to those type of things.
I guess your memories of Scotty Bowman aren't probably quite as fond, are they?
Scotty,
he was
a little different,
wasn't he?
Yeah, it's a different. I mean, hey, look, I mean, he's the winningest coach in hockey. What are you going to say? I think you can mention the stories from what other players have to say, but he won more. Hey, look, he was better off. At some point, he wasn't even on the ice with us. I mean, you know, there's a lot that went on with that, and our team was that good, but he knew how enough to have us win another Stanley Cup with what Bob Johnson put together. But still, the winningest coach in hockey, you really can't say, if you say anything negative, he's the winningest coach in hockey. What are you going to say? But he is a different cat. He was a different individual. But you did go from Bob Johnson to Scotty Bowman, and I think Scotty Bowman enough, had to let the team ride and go with what they had because we were successful the year before. But there's just too many stories on the Scotty side. But hey, he knows every number in the world. So he had a knack. He had a knack for doing it. And he went on to another great team in Detroit. And And everybody has their own opinion about that, too. So we might,
Jay,
might leave it at that.
Back to Badger Bob, one more on him, is that as the story goes, I think a lot of you guys got a chance to say goodbye to him in Colorado Springs. Did you get that opportunity?
Well, we went. I saw him in the hospital here. As I mentioned, the U.S. team was coming into town, and I would skate, and then I would go. My wife, Alicia, and I would went to the hospital to see him there after and give him an update. He wanted an update. Like, he was that kind of guy. Like, okay, go skate and give me an update at the end of practice or whatever. So a couple times through the weeks, we would stop in. When I remember just going out to Colorado and being out there, and then also the funeral. I remember flying back in there for that, what that was all about for all of us. And that's what sticks in my head about all that. My time with him, that I went to see him in the hospital here, and then the final, you know, the end of his run in Colorado when we all flew out there as a team for that too.
Wow.
Yeah, so very, we was part of our, I think we were on a trip. I think we took a trip and made a detour for there, and very moving. And I think for any player, I think even the first game back.
I remember the candles.
Yeah, we all held
the candles in the arena. It was unbelievable. And I think emotional night.
I think we all got a picture of this. If you're in the lineup, you were playing him. I remember standing all holding a candle around center ice. And I think every player will remember that. Every player got a photo of that. We have a photo of that. And, that was a very –
remember that vividly, Jay. Absolutely.
And again, especially somebody that brought that cup, the first Stanley Cup here, and what that meant, obviously, to the city and all the players, and to Mario. But Mario, for anybody, I mean, all the players had a unique take on every player or coach that came through here. And for me to speak on anybody else's behalf, I just know they all appreciated what he did and what it was about and how we carried that forward.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yep.
Let's talk about tonight's game coming up and about how a team needs to play, wants to play down the stretch heading into the playoffs. There have been examples of teams that haven't played well and then suddenly flipped the switch, but I think for the most part, you want to flip that switch now.
Yeah.
You know what else we got to ask Jay? This is March Madness. We got to get his Final Four picks.
Oh, absolutely.
His national champion. I'll bet he has the winner. I'll bet he has all four of the Final
we'll
Four.
We'll talk about that coming up. His final three. Yeah. I'm sure he has Buffalo in there and then his other three.
Yeah,
coming
right up
on Cook and Joe.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope, Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.